You are listening to The Pilgrim on the 405 with Will Crist. Join him as he and his guests discover how businesses thrive in California.
Well, welcome to The Pilgrim on the 405 on this windy day here in Southern California. Our hearts go out to the folks up in Ventura and Sylmar as they struggle with fires. But we have a wonderful experience ahead of us today, because we're going to be talking about not only how businesses can thrive, but how people can thrive no matter where they are. We have a wonderful guest today, and this particular guest is an internationally known service provider to help people who have been, for any number of reasons, given limitations in their life. And her job has been to help them build the confidence and the skill and to find whatever it takes to overcome those limitations. And I put limitations in quotes because what we would see as limitations, other people simply see as hills to climb and obstacles to overcome. So I want to welcome Jen Hagen, international service provider from around the world. And she's here providing services at Goodwill in Orange County. She's been in Boston doing similar things. And even in Kenya with the Peace Corps, providing opportunities for people who live lives a little differently from the rest of us, but nevertheless find great satisfaction. So welcome, Jen.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
So tell us a little bit about what you do.
All right. Well, right now I have the privilege of working with Goodwill in the Orange County area, and I work with amazing people who have some sort of barriers. A lot of them are developmental disabilities, some physical barriers, and I help them be successful in their employment. I help them set goals, and I help them overcome obstacles. Really, I help them overcome obstacles for themselves. They're the ones making the decisions. They're the ones finding the solutions to overcome these obstacles. I'm just there to point them in the right direction or give them some tips or just even an ear to listen to their frustrations.
Well, now, tell us a little bit about your work in Kenya as a Peace Corps.
Sure. I was a Peace Corps volunteer from 2010 to 2012, and I was a secondary education volunteer, which means that I taught high school biology, some chemistry, in a teeny village in eastern Kenya. The village was called Kioni, and I had never taught in my life before that, but Peace Corps does an amazing job at taking people who don't have a ton of experience and training them and throwing them into situations and just, like, almost making them thrive. So I taught science in high school to about 250 students.
And was this in the city? Was it in a rural area?
Very rural. It was way off the main road. There's a main road that stretches from Nairobi to Mombasa. And I was about halfway down that road and then in the bush off a dirt road, teeny village. The school compound had boarders, people who stayed there, and then also day students. Some day students would walk for kilometers and kilometers to get to school. And I lived on the school compound in a pretty nice house. I know that a lot of people have a quintessential view of the Peace Corps as, like, you go out there and you have nothing. You live in maybe a grass hut or something like that. But my house had proper walls and was built by a lot of the parents that had students at the school. I didn't have electricity or plumbing, but those weren't the biggest obstacles. I thought they would be, but they weren't.
Excellent. Well, you must have helped a lot of kids to not only learn chemistry and biology, but also to build up their confidence that they can do things.
Yeah. When I arrived, the school didn't have a guidance department. The teachers that I worked with were wonderful, and they were working in their with the resources that they had and the training that they had. And I knew that I didn't even have the training and teaching that they had. They taught me quite a lot. But I did have some training in life skills and in guidance. So I started a guidance department there. I went to the principal and the deputy. They were very receptive, and they allowed me to set up a system where students could come talk to me and a few other teachers for advice, future advice, interpersonal relationships, things like that, and help the students start to think about more than just what was happening in their village, and more than just what was happening directly in front of them, like what could happen after secondary school. What could happen if they went to Nairobi and went to college or went to a training facility and did something more than just what they were doing?
Hmm. So you went from Kenya, then yeah. You went to Boston?
Yep. I am a New England native.
Where did you grow up in New England?
I grew up in Maine, moved to Maine when I was in fifth grade. Uh-huh. I lived a little bit in Utah and was born in Japan, but I lived in Berwick, Maine, which is in southern Maine, very near the New Hampshire border. And when I was an adult, I, like many other people in Maine, moved directly to Boston. I love Maine,
right.
Maine, love Boston. So I went back to Boston after Peace Corps, uh-huh. And I started working with Goodwill in Boston. Peace Corps creates people or attracts people that just want to keep helping people, I guess.
Right.
And the years that I was in Peace Corps for 27 months. So the 2 years and change that I was in Peace Corps really instilled some values of just helping people, wanting to see those people who have barriers go through those barriers or do things despite those barriers. And it's not all altruistic. There is a great amount of things that I learned from people who other people might think aren't going to succeed, but they have a ton to show me, and I came out of Peace Corps with more knowledge than I gave, for sure. But I wanted to keep doing work like that. Goodwill, at Goodwill Boston, it's Morgan Memorial Goodwill, gave me the opportunity to work with high schoolers. I created a curriculum and I implemented a class for high schoolers who have developmental disabilities of some kind. And the class was basically a way to show them how to succeed in the workplace and after high school. It can be an incredibly difficult transition from high school to whatever happens after high school for anyone. But especially people with developmental disabilities. The school districts around the country, I think, are really trying hard to make that transition a smoother and kind of less painful transition for students and families. But there's a long way to go, and I think that the program that I worked with in Boston was beginning to try and help that transition.
So tell us some stories about people who overcame obstacles to their life.
Sure. So in writing a curriculum and developing a curriculum for this population in Boston with Goodwill, it was challenging, but I had a lot of freedom to be creative and to have some fun with it. So one of the movies I really like is Inside Out, the Pixar movie with all the emotions. I think that does a great job of just really simply laying out some of the feelings that we have. And I work with a lot of people with autism, and there can be some difficulty in understanding feelings or understanding how other people are feeling. And so one of my lessons was based off of the Inside Out movie. And I had a particular student who was always feeling really frustrated, but unable to talk about his frustrations. And he was He was verbal, but had difficulty. He wasn't always verbal. Sometimes he was nonverbal. So after really working hard with him, we had puppets and we had scenarios that we played out with all the emotions. And I talked to him a lot about the emotion anger because he was having difficulty identifying that. So once he was having a... He was very frustrated and he was acting out physically and yelling. And he just said, anger, anger. And it seems so small, but I realized he was starting to realize and identify that emotion. Once he said that, I said, all right, why are you angry? And he was able to talk about why he was angry. It's so small. That's the thing, Will, though. All of these stories that I could tell you about working with people with barriers, a lot of the stories are just small and just little tiny lights, but they're huge for people who can suddenly say, oh, I'm angry. This is what I can do about it, you know? Yeah. So thank you, Inside Out. That was helpful. But mm-hmm. He was able to understand what he was feeling. That was big. There's a lot of fun things that you can do when working with that population. We did a lot of scenarios. We did a lot of handshaking exercises, just small things. But mm-hmm. we were able to just move people out of their comfort zone. And not just my participants. We took the participants into the community and moved other people out of their comfort zones. People interacting with my students were not used to interacting with people with disabilities. And even me, at times especially me, they have pushed me to understand more about what I don't understand and be uncomfortable. Being uncomfortable has been a huge theme in my life. Peace Corps was uncomfortable. And working with people with disabilities can be uncomfortable sometimes. But that's how I know I'm growing. And I like that.
Well, now, you spent time at the Peace Corps in Boston working in a school, right? Helping kids learn about themselves, about their obstacles, about mm-hmm. pathways. When you came to Orange County, you're not teaching in the school now.
No.
Tell us about what you're doing in Orange County.
So I have moved from high schoolers who are transitioning into the workplace to working with people who have some sort of barriers, usually developmental disabilities, who are working in the workplace for competitive employment. This is a job anyone else can have, and they are being successful in those jobs. So now, instead of showing students in a scenario how to deal with, say, anger or frustrations, I'm working with participants who are dealing with real-life frustrations like conflicts with supervisors and not wanting to come in at a certain time for work. And they work Goodwill, places people in quite a lot of different businesses in Orange County. There are food services, warehouses, there are offices, janitorial places, a lot of different people. There are 250 participants that the supported employment program at Goodwill in Orange County works with. And we have two different types of settings. One is a group setting where someone like me, I'm a job coach, someone like me will go with a group and help them in whatever task they're doing. And then there are individuals, and I work mainly and primarily with individuals.
Let's talk a little bit about Goodwill, because I'm assuming that many people who are listening to this will identify Goodwill with the Goodwill thrift stores.
Yes.
And in fact, just before we started the show today, I was talking to a friend of mine, and he was talking about when he got out of the Navy. He was beginning to work with the fire department, and he said, I didn't even have a suit. And he said, what I did was I went to the Goodwill thrift store and bought a suit. I bought shirts. Mm-hmm. I bought ties. Mm-hmm. I bought even some shoes. And he says, looking back on it now he's very successful.
Yeah.
And looking back on that, he said, that was a little strange. And I thought to myself, that's what the thrift store is there for.
Yeah.
This is a way of dealing with obstacles in terms of clothing or home furnishings or things like that. And it doesn't mean that that's where they're going to be forever.
Right.
It means this is a way to help people get what they need and overcome the obstacle of not having money. Now, you have some figures there on what Goodwill in Orange County has done. Tell us a little bit about that, because Goodwill is far more involved in the community than just the thrift stores.
Yes, they really are. Let's see. Last year, Goodwill of Orange County served more than 24,000 people through our programs and all of our services.
24,000?
24,000 people. Yep. And the trained workers for Goodwill earned more than $33 million.
Whoa, wait a minute. $33 million.
Yeah, Goodwill is the retail store and so much more. So much more. Yep, there was 341,500 hours of job coaching and more than 40,000 days of job training last year. That's 40,000 days of job training. We are working, and the people that I am privileged to work with, we're working so hard to ensure that the excellent people that we're working with are successful in jobs. I have Goodwill's kind of mission statement here. I think it's very important that I share this. Goodwill is in the business of helping people who are facing barriers get and keep jobs that provides purpose and pride and dignity. We believe the power of work changes lives. And as someone who works and has worked my entire, since I was 14, I have a lot of pride in my work. I get up in the morning. I have a purpose. I make money so I can pay my bills and I can be proud of myself. And that is exactly what the people that I work with want as well. They want to get up. They want to feel pride and dignity. And whether or not people have a barrier that is a developmental disability or physical disability, or they are struggling with mental health, or they are struggling with just a difficult time in their lives, we all face barriers of one kind or another. And I think that Goodwill is a great model for showing just how much change can happen when you have a little help and you can find something that you can be successful in that help.
Well, and I want to we certainly could talk about how Goodwill provides opportunities for people who have obstacles.
Mm-hmm.
And we can feel good about giving jobs to people for whom this will help build their confidence.
Yes.
But if you can stick around for a little bit, after we take a little break here, I want to start talking about how Goodwill and the workers they provide economic benefits to the companies who hire them.
Oh, okay.
This is certainly something to say I'm a good person or I'm a good company because I'm helping these folks.
Right.
On the other hand, I want to spend a little time thinking through and hearing some stories about how employing, providing jobs, hiring people with disabilities can provide strength and economic benefit for the companies who hire them.
All right,
All right.
I'd love to talk about that.
So if you stick around for a little bit, we'll take a short break here and hear from our sponsors, and then we'll be back to talk more about how businesses and people thrive in California.
Hi, it's time for another tip from Sandler Training. Traditional sales training teaches techniques on how to eliminate stalls and objections. Some are fancy sales moves, while others are programmed responses. Sales is a conversation, and I don't know how you can memorize every possible response for every sales situation. Also, the prospect has usually heard these responses before and has been turned off by some fancy sales move. When you really think about it, the only person qualified to address the stall or objection is the prospect. Ask the right questions and you will eliminate stalls and objections. And that's another tip from Sandler Training, finding power through reinforcement.
All right, back to Will and his guest.
Well, welcome back to the Pilgrim on the 405, where we are exploring with Jen Hagen this wonderful, intriguing world that goodwill creates for people who have obstacles. They're not disabilities always. These are simply obstacles. And what Jen just mentioned was that we all have obstacles. And working with people at Goodwill Works with helps us to recognize that we all have obstacles, and some people have particular obstacles. And providing the opportunity that Jen brings with her and others who are coaches for people, it helps them to identify their obstacles and find ways to overcome them. But now, I want to change our conversation a little bit, Jen, to begin talking specifically about what benefits does hiring people with obstacles through Goodwill, what benefits mm-hmm. does that bring to a company in California?
Yeah. So the partnerships and the companies that Goodwill has throughout all of Orange County, these companies get not only an individual who is able to do a job like anybody else, but they also get the support of Goodwill and their trained job coaches and the people who support those job coaches there. So when someone has a frustration with employee or barriers with the person they're working with, there is a whole network of support that can help get through any frustrations with employees, which come up. The people that are employed via Goodwill, who have job coaches, are so well supported, and the companies are lucky to have these people who are well trained. And not only that, but a lot of the participants that I work with have a work ethic like I have never seen. It's when you hire someone, you are taking a chance. I work with currently 11 different individuals in food service, office buildings, and other things of that nature. These people have work ethics like you've never seen, and many times it's the individuals that I am supporting that a manager will go to for help over someone else, just because they know that they're in it. They're in it to go.
Mm-hmm. Well, and for some of these people, they've worked hard to find jobs. And so when they get a job, they tend to hang on to it and respect it and value it.
Exactly. There is several of my participants that have been turned away from many jobs. And when they get that job, and I've seen this firsthand, they value that job so much. They will put everything that they have into the work to keep that job and to be successful. And the managers and the supervisors that I have contact with very regularly, that is the feedback that I get. Hiring people who have had to face a lot of barriers in employment, you're likely to hire someone who is really valuing that position. I can't speak for the people they're working next to, but I have a feeling that they might just value it a little more than the average person.
Now, I understand that there are groups of people from Goodwill who regularly go to restaurants, and their job is to roll up all the silverware.
Yep.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
What are some other jobs that people have?
So, I mentioned janitorial. That is a job that can be found in every facility. Sweeping and emptying trash, that sort of thing. There's also office jobs. I have an individual who works emailing and setting appointments. There's someone who works in a fast food restaurant, helps customers with their food orders and everything that you would think of in a fast food restaurant. There are customers that maintain facilities.
Well, I have heard. I think you told me the story about a woman who has some barriers.
Yeah.
I think you told me that she's limited to two fingers on one hand about being able to manipulate, and yet. Isn't she holding a job as administrative assistant?
Yes, I have a participant that works in an office setting. She has, like many of my participants, barriers. And she is very successful, very dedicated to the job that she's doing. And I, being able to watch my participants, such as this participant, thrive. And just the look in her eyes when she gets paid, like that is so important to be able to make money. And she is, despite her barriers, and even sometimes I think because sometimes the challenges that get thrown at people make them, this is cliche, but make them stronger and make them say no, never. Like, they're like, yep, I'm going to keep on going, and I'm going to fight, and I'm going to achieve what I need to achieve, no matter how long I have to keep looking at rejection.
Now, what you told me was that she had gone to a number of different job opportunities and got turned down. What was the number?
It was close to 70.
70?
Mm-hmm.
And yet she continued to put herself out.
Yep.
That's amazing. So let's talk a little bit about this transition in working with people who are disabled. This transition from what I would call being a good Boy Scout.
Okay.
Right? Good Boy Scout, we will provide an opportunity for people who otherwise wouldn't have an opportunity. Now, that's certainly a good thing.
Sure.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Right.
However, what I have heard in talking with people, talking with people who have actually hired and successfully employed people with these constraints,
right,
that there comes a time when it's not only I'm doing a good thing for a person with some disabilities. Mm-hmm. They're also providing me with a lot of value that otherwise I would not have known.
Right. So I think what you're saying is it's not just a charity where we just find positions for people so you can feel good, so I can feel good, so they can feel good. And then it stops there. What I do and what my coworkers do is fill positions and maintain the positions in companies throughout Orange County that need to be filled, that need good workers, that need good employees, and they contribute to the economy of Orange County.
And so your job is not just to find positions. Your job is to help people in those positions thrive.
Yeah,
to perform
that is actually
at a very high level.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, we So I love talking about how, you know, wonderful it is to see an individual succeed and get paid and things like that. But the part of my job is not to be like, oh, you know, good job, you know, keep going. Part of my job is to be like, look, we need to make this work. Like, you can't be late, or these are goals. You want to move up in the company. This is what you're going to do to move up in the company. My conversations with my participants are certainly have encouragement in them, for sure, but they're also very serious, very goal-oriented, and I'm not here to coddle anyone or treat someone with gloves on because they have some sort of barrier. These individuals I work with are serious, and if they're not serious, I'm serious, and I'm going to make them be serious about their job. And they are. I make sure that they take their job seriously.
Well, and when you talk about moving up in the company,
right?
I mean, companies move people up when those people make strong contributions
Absolutely.
To the value of the company.
I've had participants start at a janitorial position and show progress and show the strength of what that company is looking for in an employee and contribute to that, where they're moved up along the ladder and they get more responsibilities. They start running the cash register. They are moved into different departments. I have plenty of people who can start at an entry-level position and the company's like, this is the person I want. And then they move them up, they train them, and I'm here to make sure that if that is an option, that is something that the company understands, and that's something that the employee, my individual, will go for.
So these are 24,000 people in Orange County who are contributing to the value of the economy in Orange County.
Yeah, in more than 350 local companies.
350 local companies. And because of this, $33 million is coming through the hands of people who are working back into the economy.
That's right. Exactly. Yeah. These people are making money and putting it back into the Orange County economy. Just like everybody else who's making money. Yeah.
Well, and it seems to me there's another piece that we might talk about, mm-hmm. but we talk about people having disabilities, having obstacles.
Yeah.
And what I've observed is that as people, as the folks that you're placing in jobs, as they come into the job, come into that company, the company begins to change. They begin to see people in a whole different light.
Absolutely. You can especially see that with smaller companies when there's more people that, like supervisors and people who are running things, have more contact with the individuals. I have absolutely seen on multiple occasions a participant get hired and begin to work and work really hard and push themselves, and a change happen with the supervisors and with their coworkers. Not only a change in the company, hiring a good employee and the contribution that employee is making, but a change in supervisors and coworkers of their understanding of what people can do who have a disability or who have a barrier of some kind. That is very significant. This is a workforce that people need to tap into, you mm-hmm. know? Like this, there are so many people who might otherwise be overlooked, not considered, and these wonderful people that I work with can contribute to these businesses, make money, and then put that money right back into the economy.
Well, our research, mm-hmm. The entrepreneurial operating mm-hmm. system, the research that we have done
right.
gives us the conclusion that 82% of the problems that businesses have, 82% has to do with employees.
Huh.
And so one of the largest cries that I hear is, how do I find better people?
Huh.
How do I find people who will do the job? How do I find people who will be responsible? There's a constant cry about, well, the millennials just don't, right?
Yeah.
Fill in the blank. But here we have 350 businesses and 24,000 people who not only are absolutely dedicated to make the job success, they have a whole culture around them, including specific job coaching to help them succeed.
Very supportive culture.
And so it's to me, one of the things that I've discovered is that every business in Orange County, especially those who are struggling to find the right people, should consider this very strong pool of people who could work.
Yeah.
All right. So how would they do that? If a business heard this message and said, maybe we should look at Goodwill, what would they do?
So a great step would be to contact the corporate Goodwill and be directed from there. You can go to the Goodwill website and just Google Goodwill Orange County. And the information about the employment services and the support and how to become a partner with Goodwill is all there. It's all there. Please go to the website. You can also see the annual report. You can also see just more figures, more numbers of what Goodwill has accomplished in Orange County in the last year. I would strongly encourage any business or company who are looking for that workforce that you described, people who are going to be dedicated and who have a lot of support, to check it out. All the information is there. And I wanted also to speak briefly about how anyone who donates or shops at a Goodwill retail store is also part of this support system. More than 93 cents of every dollar spent at Goodwill stores goes right back into Goodwill's programming and programs and services.
Wow.
So the support doesn't just stop with job coaches or like myself or people who find the jobs or the people who are employed at Goodwill. It's everyone who walks through those Goodwill retail store doors and donates and buys a suit for an interview. And Goodwill is not just for people who, Goodwill is certainly for people who would like to save some money and also help the environment. But anyone can shop there. However much money you make a year, Goodwill is a fantastic place to find great deals.
Mm-hmm.
And we work really hard to make our merchandise look presentable and good.
So shopping at Goodwill store, making contributions to Goodwill store.
Absolutely.
I mean, we do that regularly whenever we decide to, clean out our garage or our storage unit. First place we take things is to Goodwill.
Absolutely. You'd be greeted by some very friendly people to help you make that donation, and you can write it off as a tax.
Good. Now, so I am just fascinated with this whole idea of having this large pool of people who are very competent, sometimes in particular ways, sometimes needing specific jobs that, that they can do. But when they take those jobs on, they perform at a high level.
Yes.
And have a tremendous support system. And to me, I think I'm just going to start carrying some Goodwill cards around. So when I hear people whining about how difficult it is to find good people,
I'm just
going to start handing those cards
out. We have some good people for you.
Yes, that's right. And at least it's a place to go and look.
Yeah.
And so getting on the Goodwill Orange County site, the website, and taking a look at, what is it called?
Supported employment.
Supported employment. mm-hmm. and beginning to look at how one might, I mean, this would be something that HR directors should be looking at regularly. This would be something that smaller companies who are looking to fill specific jobs should be looking at. This is a resource.
And it's a more diverse research than you would think as far as job skills go. Again, I have janitorial and food services, things like that, which are, I think, very needed. And we have some really good people, but we also have people who can work in offices, people who can take apart computers, people who can fix computers, people who can work with tiny details. We have a lot of different skill sets available.
And one of the things that I think right now is very hot is looking into social media, being able to take a look and search through LinkedIn for leads,
yep.
to publish things that someone else has written on a blog or on a website. And some of the times I've heard people who might have difficulties with mobility mm-hmm. have sometimes bachelor's and master's degrees.
Absolutely. I have at least three participants who have a bachelor's degree and one participant who has a master's degree. Yeah.
And can write.
Yep.
And so it's not just take it and take some what somebody else has written, but actually write it themselves. I mean, it's amazing what value the people that you are working with and the Goodwill is working with, what value they can bring to businesses in California.
Yeah.
So that's what we've been talking about for years on the Pilgrim on the 405, is how to make businesses thrive in California. And one of the things you brought to us today is take a look at this very large pool of people here. I'll bet you have at least 50,000 people that could be helping businesses thrive in California.
Yeah.
All right, so thank you very much, Jen, for bringing this whole thing forward to us. It's certainly a noble thing.
Mm.
It's a good Boy Scout thing,
right,
to provide a job for someone who might have some difficulties.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time, it is a very smart and astute thing in terms of business,
right,
to find people who are very capable, have a tremendous support team behind them, and will perform in the jobs that they're offered.
Yeah, absolutely. We, you know, I feel like you said, noble thing, but this is a serious thing, and we're not messing around. We're finding jobs, we're keeping people in jobs, and they're not messing around either. They're
Excellent.
Good at their jobs.
That's very good. So thank you very much for being with us today.
Yeah.
And I encourage any business person who is looking to fill a position to get in contact with Goodwill Orange County by going to the website Goodwill Orange County and taking a look at the job. What's it called again?
Supported employment
program.
Yep.
So thanks a lot for being with us, Jen. And just one more place where we are helping businesses in California thrive.
You've been listening to The Pilgrim on the 405 with Will Crist. To hear more of the programs in this podcast, go to www.willcrist.com.